Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to say a few words before the teaching of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I wanted to just highlight one of the verses from the reading today in 28, and this was chapter 28, verse 7. It says, "The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you." The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. I know that in the Bible, everything is not written to me, but because I belong to the Lord and God is mine, there are principles and promises that are mine and things that I can hold on to. It says the Lord will cause your enemies. You know, I know this from Ephesians that my struggle is not against flesh and blood, but I know this too, that those who oppose God will often turn with enmity toward a child of God. And so I don't need to worry because God is my protector and he is faithful to defend me from evil. I like that Bible verse in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, you know, but the Lord is faithful and he will, you know, he will defend me from that evil one. And so my prayer is like, Father, as I do my work for your kingdom, it would be very foolish for me to believe that the devil will not oppose me. He will use demons. He will use people who have given their lives to him. But I thank you, Father, for your promise to keep me strong in you. Thank you for others who love you and have given their life to your service, who trust in your never-ending love, and they stand unmovable in hard times. And I am so grateful for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so that verse, again, 28:7 of Deuteronomy, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you. I was thinking, you know, we studied 1 Peter 4, at the November retreat, and one of the things it says in 1 Peter 4, 12 through 16, it says, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange was happening to you. You know, one of the things that I have learned from the Bible and reading God's word is that opposition will appear. But I'm not supposed to be surprised about it. I mean, it can jump out of the bushes. But I can pray this prayer with all my heart. Dear Father, thank you for the many things that you are teaching me in your word. Please keep me suiting up and showing up for my daily lessons. When the goings get tough, I pray to remember that there is a secret weapon in joy. I love it. In Nehemiah 8:10 was that reminder that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I am so grateful, Lord. Thank you for the promise of heaven where there will be no sorrow or pain. And I thank you, Lord, for being a promise keeper. Keep me focused on Jesus, my redemption, and my grateful service for him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I pray. Amen.